I know in the past, during our anniversary, we've had special services and whatnot. You know, this year being our seventh year, you know, we thought we'd do something actually a little more special. And instead of bringing someone in from outside, to actually ask from our mother church, from the Korean church, the senior pastor to come and just share a word with us and an encouragement. If you guys are, maybe some of you are familiar, some of you are not, but Solomon's Porch came out of the Hong Kong Korean church, and it was the English-speaking ministry. They started a year before my wife and I got here, and then we got here in November of 2002, and then in February of 2003 we started Solomon's Porch. And but the ministry had been going on for a year before. Some guys have heard the stories before. You know, Annie and another girl and Gina, you may know some of these people. They actually prayed for a year that God would send a pastor. You know, and God answered their prayers by sending us. I guess I was a pastor, so that was me. And so we just been having it. It's a wonderful time. It's been 7 years, and we've seen incredible growth, and we've seen, you know, for me personally, I've seen many, many people's lives changed. And it's not me, it's not our leadership, it's not any of these things. It's just what God is doing, you know, and He's causing growth. And for me, that's the most important thing about church, right? You know, size is irrelevant, right? You know, impact, that's really up to God. Right, but individually, right, we grow, and that's really what the Christian life is about. That we are different every single year, that we become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, it's been a blessing to be here and to see people grow. And even as I look out, you know, among the audience, you know, I just see, you know, where you were before, how you grow now, and I could tell you crazy stories, but you know, I'm not going to. So maybe another time. And stuff, if you want to know. I can tell you stories about almost everybody here at church. So if you'd like to know, right, just give me some money and I'll let you know what's going on. I just wanted to make one quick little update just for the building. You know, we know that we plan to move and whatnot. The Hillier building that we were looking at, and we didn't make a bid, but the Hillier building has been sold. You know, and so, but it's not done, right? It's not a done deal yet. And so, you know, as a leadership, we're just waiting, and we're patient, and we're at a really good place. And you know, if this is the Lord's will, then He's going to take care of it. If not, then He's got something better for us. And so, no one's stressing out at SP, right? This is just a good place for us. Alongside of that, I have an important meeting that I'd like you to pray for tomorrow, Monday, before I leave to China. I'm meeting with a city planner and with some other executives, and there's actually an architectural firm in Hong Kong. They're actually non-Christians, but for some crazy reason, they just want to really help us out. It's just uncanny, right? I mean, going out of their way and setting up meetings with people. And so I'm meeting with this executive of this city planner, et cetera, and they've located two properties in Central that is owned by the government that is only can be used for religious purposes, right? So let's not get too excited, right, and stuff. But the other side is it could be free. That's exciting. I mean, that's... I don't know. That's pretty exciting to me. Again, right? So I'm just throwing that out there that this is what's happening right now. So I'm meeting with them tomorrow, and we'll kind of see how the meeting is going. I'll give you an update probably next week after I get back. And so God is working in our behalf. It's pretty amazing, right? I got this email and I almost leaped out of my chair, right? You know, just thinking, just uncanny. These guys, there's no reason whatsoever, but it's just God, you know. I mean, there's no other way you could explain it. And I mean, they're all doing pro bono work the whole time, and they're asking other people to do pro bono work on our behalf. And so it's pretty amazing, right? And so God is very good. But so I'll get off topic. We are really blessed. Pastor Kim is here. Pastor Kim is a senior pastor of the Korean church that meets upstairs, and is a real visionary. He used to pastor in Korea, and he had a group of about 200 people. He grew them to 2,000 in over a few years, and his heart is really discipleship. And you know, I remember when we first met Pastor Kim, you know, we were talking about different things, and he said, you know, and you got to love this, right? He just said, you know what? If I could just do anything in my life, I would just sit in my office, study, and write quiet time material. I thought, wow, this is a very different Korean pastor, you know, and stuff. So we're really blessed. Let's welcome Pastor Kim up here. Hey, you got to turn this on. Okay. And Matt will be translating.
말씀을 좀 말씀을 읽을까요? 말씀을 좀 읽. 말씀.
Today's verse is today's scripture is from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. I'll read it for you. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, These are the works of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Amen.
창립 7주년을 맞는 우리 솔로몬 포치를 진심으로 축하합니다.
I'd like to sincerely congratulate you guys who are celebrating the 7th year anniversary.
오늘 주님께서 이 말씀으로 우리 솔로몬 포치를 또한 축복해 주실 줄로 믿습니다.
And I believe that the Lord will bless you today from today's messages.
요한계시록 2장 3장에 보면은 성령께서 소아시아 일곱 교회에게 보내시는 편지가 기록되어 있습니다.
In Revelation chapters 2 and 3, we see the letters that the Holy Spirit sends to churches in Asia Minor.
소아시아는 터키 서부 지역에 있죠.
Asia Minor refers to the region west of Turkey today.
소아시아에는 여러 교회가 있지만 일곱 교회에 대한 편지만 기록되어 있습니다.
There are many churches in Asia Minor, but Revelation only records letters for the seven churches.
성경에서 일곱은 완전수로 이 일곱 교회는 지상에 있는 모든 교회를 대표하고 있습니다.
In the Bible, number seven represents completion, and these seven churches represent all the churches in the world.
그러므로 이 일곱 교회에 보내는 편지는 모든 교회에게 사실은 보내는 편지인 것이죠.
Therefore, actually, these letters for the seven churches represent the letter for all the churches in the world.
그래서 사도 요한은 이 메시지의 수신 교회를 에베소 교회로 국한하지 않고 모든 교회들이라고 말하고 있습니다.
Therefore, Apostle John records the recipient not as the church of Ephesus, but as the churches.
네. 넘어가겠습니다. And then, yeah. 오늘 우리가 읽은 본문은 소아시아 일곱 교회 중 에베소 교회에 전해진 첫 번째 편지에 대한 것입니다.
So the today's passage that we read is the letter for the church of Ephesus among the seven churches in Asia Minor.
당시 에베소는 소아시아에서 가장 큰 항구 도시였습니다.
At that time, Ephesus was the largest port city in Asia Minor.
에베소는 지중해에서 소아시아로 들어가던 교통의 요충지였기에 매우 번성한 도시였죠.
And it played a very central role in the transportation from moving from the Sea of Mediterranean Sea moving into Asia Minor. It's a very important city.
당시 에베소는 소아시아의 정치, 무역, 문화, 종교 등 각 방면에 다 중심 역할을 하고 있었습니다.
And Ephesus was playing the central role of in Asia Minor in the areas of politics, trade, culture, religion and various other things.
에베소 도시 안에는 이 도시를 대표하는 거대한 두 건물이 있었습니다.
And there were two monuments that represented the city at that time.
하나는 연극장인데.
One is a large theater.
그 연극장은 2만 5천 명이 들어갈 수 있는 아주 대단한 건물이었어요.
And it can sit 25,000 people. It's a very large theater.
또 거기엔 아데미의 신전이 있었습니다.
And also there was a temple for the goddess Artemis.
이 신전은 고대 세계 7대 불가사의 중 하나로 여겨질 만큼 대단한 건물이었습니다.
This temple is considered to be one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It's a very significant place.
그런데 이 우상의 도시에 복음의 빛이 비쳤습니다.
However, in the city of idolatry, the light of the gospel was shown.
그리고 거기에 교회가 생겼습니다.
And a church was established.
그게 바로 그 유명한 에베소 교회입니다.
And that church is the famous Church of Ephesus.
바울 사도는 3차 전도 여행 때 이곳에서 3년간 교회를 개척하고 목회했습니다.
The Apostle Paul during his third mission trips established set up this church and worked there for 3 years.
아, 그때 하나님께서 에베소 교회에 굉장한 역사를 일으켜 주셨습니다.
And at that time, God did powerful miracles during that time.
예, 바울의 손으로 놀라운 능력이 나타나게 되었는데.
And through the hands of Paul, wonderful miracles started to happen.
예, 바울의 몸에 걸쳐 있던 수건이나 앞치마를 가져다가 환자에게 덮으면 낫는 역사 일어났습니다.
Even the handkerchief that Paul carried or the apron that Paul wore when we placed those things to sick people, they would get healed.
아, 이런 놀라운 하나님의 역사에 힘입어서 마술사들이 마술책을 불태우고 하나님 앞에 돌아오는 역사가 있었습니다.
And influenced by these powerful works of God, a lot of the magicians at that time turned in their magic books and repented and came to know Jesus.
에베소 교회는 또 두란노 서원을 세워서 많은 영적 지도자를 키워 소아시아 교회를 개척했습니다.
And at the same time, the Church of Ephesus set up this school, sort of called Tyrannus at that time, and also trained many spiritual leaders during this time.
예, 바울이 3년 동안 목회하는 동안에 목회한 후에는 그 디모데 또 요한계시록을 쓴 사도 요한이 이어서 목회를 했습니다.
And after Paul left after 3 years of service, leaders like Timothy or Apostle John, these you know, great leaders led this church.
에베소 교회는 많은 박해를 받았습니다.
This church of Ephesus received a lot of persecution.
그러나 훌륭한 목회자의 목양을 받으면서 에베소 교회는 소아시아의 어머니 같은 교회가 되었습니다.
But led by these great leaders, this church became sort of like the mother church for Asia Minor.
에베소를 목회하다가 반모섬으로 사도 요한은 유배를 당합니다.
And the while leading this church, Apostle John gets exiled to the island of Patmos.
이 반모섬에서 에베소 교회를 위해서 기도하다가 하나님으로부터 세 가지 메시지를 듣게 됩니다.
And while praying for the churches during this time, Apostle John receives three messages from the Lord.
첫 번째는 칭찬의 메시지입니다.
The first one is a message of approval and praise.
두 번째는 칭찬의 메시지입니다. 책망의 메시지입니다.
And the second message is a message of rebuke.
그리고 세 번째는 언약의 메시지입니다.
And the third message is a message of promise.
그러면 먼저 칭찬의 메시지부터 살펴보겠습니다.
So first of all, let's look at the message of approval and praise.
사도 요한은 일곱 가지로 에베소 교회를 칭찬하고 있습니다.
Apostle John mentions seven things that the Holy Spirit approves of in the Church of Ephesus.
칭찬할 것이 더 많지만 일곱 가지로 완전수인 일곱 가지로 압축한 것이죠.
There were probably more things to talk about, but we limited to seven to represent again the number of completion.
첫 번째는 에베소 교회의 결단력 있는 행위를 칭찬했습니다.
First was the decisive deeds and action of the Church of Ephesus.
에베소 교회 성도들은 우상 숭배와 그 마술의 삶을 완전히 버리고 결단력 있게 예수님을 믿었습니다.
The people of the saints of Ephesus, they decisively turned away from their wicked ways, the ways of the past, ways of idolatry, and completely turned to the Lord to serve Him.
여러분도 연초에 이렇게 금식을 하면서 한 해를 시작하시죠?
I know that you guys start the year with fasting.
주님께서 여러분의 그런 행위를 칭찬하실 줄로 믿습니다.
I believe that the Lord approves and is really pleased with your decisive action such as the fasting.
두 번째는 에베소 교회의 수고를 칭찬하셨습니다.
Also the Holy Spirit praised the effort of Ephesus, Church of Ephesus.
에베소 교회는 두란노 서원에서 영적 지도자들을 세워서 이제 소아시아를 개척했습니다.
So as I mentioned, Church of Ephesus set up this school called Tyrannus and raised many spiritual leaders who also went out and set up other churches, started other churches.
그리고 그 교회들이 자립할 수 있을 때까지 영적인 물적인 지원을 아끼지 않았습니다.
And until they can become independent, they provided all the resources spiritually, physically, and etc.
성령께서 에베소의 이런 선교의 수고를 칭찬하셨습니다.
And the Holy Spirit approved of all their missionary efforts of this church.
세 번째는 에베소 교회의 인내를 칭찬하셨습니다.
Also, the Holy Spirit praised their perseverance.
에베소 교회는 많은 박해와 핍박을 받으면서도 끝까지 저들의 믿음을 지켰습니다.
Again, they received a lot of persecution, tribulation, but they kept their faith until the end.
네 번째는 에베소 교회의 정의로움을 칭찬하셨습니다.
And also I guess righteousness was praised.
교회를 넘어뜨리려고 하는 불의한 세력들이 있었지만
there are a lot of attacks the enemies to try and break down this church, attack this church.
그들은 교회를 정의롭게 지켰습니다.
But they really kept it according to righteousness.
에베소의 영적 분별력에 대해서도 칭찬하셨습니다.
Also, Holy Spirit praised their spiritual discernment.
에베소 지역에는 많은 이단들이 들어와 있었습니다.
At that time in that region there were many heresies.
그러나 교회 장로들은 말씀에 기초하여서 교회의 진리를 잘 지켰습니다.
But with the firm foundation of the word, the elders of the church really kept the church well.
에베소 교회에 또 믿음을 칭찬하셨습니다.
And also the Holy Spirit praised approved of their faith.
교회에 많은 박해와 핍박이 있었지만 그들은 끝까지 믿음을 지켰습니다.
Again, in the midst of a lot of tribulation and persecution, they kept their faith.
마지막으로 에베소 교회의 열정을 하나님께서 칭찬하셨습니다.
Also, the Lord praised and approved of their passion.
주님은 이렇게 에베소 교회를 일곱 가지로 칭찬하셨습니다.
So in this way, the Holy Spirit approved and praised the Church of Ephesus in these seven ways.
저는 감히 에베소 교회를 칭찬하시는 이 메시지를 빌어서 주님의 이름으로 여러분을 칭찬하고 싶습니다.
And based on these words, I would also like to humbly praise you in the same way.
여러분들이 분명 에베소 교회와 같이 이런 일곱 가지 칭찬을 받을 자격이 있다고 생각합니다.
And I really think that you guys should also receive these kind of praise and approvals.
저는 4년 동안 4년 가까이 사무엘송 목사님을 중심으로 여러분들이 하나님을 섬기는 모습을 볼 수 있었습니다.
For the past 4 years, I had the privilege to watch closely how you guys serve the Lord, following the leadership of Pastor Samsung.
여러분들의 행위를 보았고 수고를 보았고 그런 인내를 보았고 여러분들의 섬김과 여러분들의 열정을 보았습니다.
I've seen your deeds, I've seen your effort, faith, discernment, and all those things.
주님이 오늘 이 자리에 오셔서 여러분들을 창립 7주년을 맞는 솔로몬 포치를 칭찬하시고 축복하시는 줄로 믿습니다.
And I sincerely believe that today, as we celebrate the 7th year anniversary, the Lord is here to praise you, approve of you, and to bless you during this time.
주님은 이렇게 훌륭한 에베소 교회를 일곱 가지로 칭찬하시면서 에베소 교회에 대한 책망의 말씀도 잊지 않으셨습니다.
And at the same time as the Lord was approving this church, he also had a message of rebuke.
칭찬은 일곱 가지로 하셨지만 책망은 한 가지만 하셨습니다.
The reasons for approval were seven, but the reason for rebuke was only one.
그 책망은 처음 사랑에 대한 것이었습니다.
And it was about the first love.
그러나 너를 책망할 것이 있나니 너희 처음 사랑을 버렸다고 4절에서 말합니다.
And verse 4 says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love.
에베소 교회 성도들은 정말 주님을 뜨겁게 사랑했던 교회입니다.
The church of Ephesus used to love the Lord fervently.
에베소서에 보면은 에베소 교회 성도들이 주 예수 그리스도의 사랑을 알아 피차 뜨겁게 서로 사랑했다고 말하고 있습니다.
In the book of Ephesians, we can see how the people of the church of Ephesus really loved the Lord with a lot of fervor.
이런 사랑을 힘입어서 그들이 우상 숭배로부터 돌아설 수 있었습니다.
Based on these love, they were able to turn away from idolatry.
이런 사랑에 힘입어서 그들이 선교할 수 있었습니다.
And with this kind of love, they were able to do missions.
이런 사랑을 힘입어서 그들이 그 박해를 이겨낼 수 있었습니다.
And receiving the strength from this love, they were able to overcome all the tribulations.
이런 사랑을 힘입어서 교회의 모든 이단들을 물리칠 수 있었습니다.
And with the power of this love, they were able to overcome all the heresies.
그리고 이런 사랑에 힘입어서 열정으로 하나님을 섬겼습니다.
And with this love, they served the Lord with great passion.
그러나 40년이 지나면서 그들의 마음속에 사랑이 씌어지기 시작했습니다.
However, over the 40 years, the love in their heart started to grow cold.
그들은 여전히 행위와 수고와 인내와 정의와 열정을 가지고 주님을 섬겼지만 그들의 마음은 싸늘해지고 있었습니다.
They still had the deeds and the actions and the faith and discernment and even passion, but their heart was starting to grow cold.
예, 주님은 사명을 저버리고 낙향하여 고기를 잡고 있던 베드로를 찾아가서 이렇게 물어보셨습니다.
When the Lord Jesus visited Peter, who was discouraged and was fishing after Jesus' death,
내가 나를 사랑하느냐?
He asked one question, Do you love me?
이것저것 물어보지 않으셨습니다.
He didn't ask a lot of other questions.
단 하나만 물어보셨습니다.
He only asked one thing.
내가 나를 사랑하느냐?
Do you love me?
주님은 우리 모든 그 행위와 수고와 노력들을 받으시지만
The Lord recognizes and receives all our deeds, action and everything.
사랑이 없는 모든 행위와 수고를 받지 않으십니다.
But if they are done without our love, the Lord does not accept them.
주님에게는 사랑만큼 중요한 것이 없습니다.
There's nothing more important to the Lord than love.
제가 아는 솔로몬 포츠 교회는 주님을 정말 뜨겁게 사랑하는 교회라고 알고 있습니다.
According to my knowledge, Solomon's Porch is a church that really loves the Lord fervently.
이렇게 에베소의 교회에 주시는 이 책망의 메시지는 솔로몬 포츠에 적절하지 않다고 생각합니다.
And I believe that this message of rebuke does not apply to this church.
이 책망의 메시지는 격려의 메시지로 바뀌어야 합니다.
I believe that this message of rebuke for you guys should be turned into a message of encouragement.
일곱 가지 칭찬을 하신 후에 이제 에베소 우리 솔로몬 포츠를 주님께서 격려하십니다.
And after the messages, seven messages of praise and approval, the Lord encourages you with this message.
언제까지든 이 사랑이 끊어지지 않고 변하지 않도록 하라.
Do not let this love be changed or stopped in any way.
우리 솔로몬 포츠가 사랑의 강점을 가진 교회가 될 수 있기를 주님의 이름으로 축원합니다.
And I bless that Solomon's Porch will Solomon's Porch's strength will be in the area of love.
마지막으로 교회에 주신 언약의 말씀을 보겠습니다.
And lastly, let's look at the message of promise that the Holy Spirit gives the church.
7절 말씀입니다.
In verse 7.
이기는 그에게는 내가 하나님의 낙원에 있는 생명나무의 과실을 주어 먹게 하리라.
It says, To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
아담과 하와가 타락한 이후에 인간은 생명나무 실과를 먹지 못했습니다.
After the fall of Adam and Eve, the mankind was not able to eat from the tree of life.
그러나 주님께서 에베소 교회가 첫사랑을 회복하면
However, the Lord says that if the church of Ephesus restores the first love,
이 생명나무 실과를 다시 먹게 해 주겠다고 말씀하십니다.
He says that he will allow them to eat of the tree of life.
이것은 교회의 회복에 대한 말씀입니다.
This refers to the restoration of the church.
우리 SP 교회를 에덴 동산과 같은 교회로 회복시켜 주시겠다는 것입니다.
The Lord promises that he will restore Solomon's Porch to the state of the state the Garden of Eden.
그리고 이 말씀은 선교 사명에 대한 말씀입니다.
At the same time, this message refers to the mandate of missions.
생명나무와 관련해서 계시록 22장 2절에 이런 말씀이 있습니다.
In relation to the tree of life, in Revelation 22, it says this message.
강 좌우에 생명나무가 있어 열두 가지 실과를 맺히되 달마다 그 실과를 맺히고 그 나무 잎사귀들은 만국을 소성케 하기 위하여 있더라.
Revelation chapter 22 verse 2. Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
이 생명나무 실과를 먹게 해주겠다는 말씀은 우리 그 교회가 만국을 소생하는 교회로 만들어주시겠다는 것입니다.
When the Lord says that we will eat of the tree of life, it means that he will make us as the church that heals the nations.
우리 SP가 만국을 소생케 하는 그런 교회가 되게 될 줄로 믿습니다.
And I believe that Solomon's Porch will be used as a church that will bring healing to the nations.
이 말씀을 우리 SP에 주신 언약의 말씀으로 받을 수 있기를 주님의 이름으로 축원합니다.
And I'm really blessed that you guys will be able to receive this message of healing for the nations as the Lord's promise for your church.
아무쪼록 솔로몬 포츠가 주님을 뜨겁게 사랑하는 가운데 이런 언약의 축복을 다 받을 수 있기를 다시 한번 주님의 이름으로 축원합니다.
And most of all, firmly founded on love. Once again, I hope and pray that you guys will be able to receive all these messages of promise.
기도합시다.
Let's pray.
예, 창립 10주년을 맞는 SP가 에베소 교회와 같이 늘 주님으로부터 칭찬받는 교회가 되기를 위해 기도합시다.
Let's pray that as we celebrate the 7th anniversary, that Solomon's Porch will receive the praises of the Lord and approval of the Lord, like the church at Ephesus.
우리 SP가 7년이 지나고 10년이 지나고 40년이 지나도 주님을 뜨겁게 사랑하는 그런 교회가 될 수 있기를 위해 기도합시다.
Let's also pray that our church Solomon's Porch will be a church that loves the Lord fervently after 7 years, after 10 years, after 40 years, forever.
그리고 솔로몬 포치가 오늘 주신 이 언약의 말씀대로 에덴 동산과 같고 열방을 구원하는 열방을 섬기는 교회가 되기를 위해 기도합시다.
Let's lastly pray that Solomon's Porch will be used according to the message of promise given to the church of Ephesus that will be a church like the Garden of Eden before the fall and there will be a center for missions for the healing and the salvation of the nations.
그리고 우리 사무엘송 목사님과 우리 교역자들이 정말 사도 바울과 같이 사도 요한과 같이 오늘 SP를 정말 훌륭하게 목회하는 세계적인 목사님이 되기를 위해서 기도합시다.
And let's also pray for Pastor Samsung and all the leadership in this church that there will be great leaders like Apostle Paul and Apostle John who will lead this church according to the will of God and used for the will of the Lord globally.
같이 기도하겠습니다.
Let's pray. Let us pray together.
할렐루야 하나님 아버지 감사합니다.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this time,
Lord.
Thank you for this message, Father God.
And
Lord, we really pray, we thank you so much for this message, Lord. Father God, Lord, let us be a church, Lord, that is balanced. And let us be a church that does all these things well, Lord, from the deeds and the effort and the sermon and the knowledge and the passion and all these areas, Father God. And Lord, we also pray that foremost, the most important thing, Lord, is to love you. And I pray, Father God, as long as Porsche goes to the next transition, this time, Father God, to really be used by you in a powerful way, Lord God. We pray that we will not lose our pure heart of love, Father God. We pray that we will not lose our first love, Lord. That our first love will grow. And Lord, Father God, our love for you will grow, Lord God. And after 7 years, 10 years, and 40 years, God, we'll be a church that will love you with all of our hearts and love you fervently, O Lord. And I pray, Father God, that we will receive the promise of the Lord to be used by you for the healing of the nation. I pray for Pastor Sam as well, Father God.
주님 창립 10주년을 맞는 SP가 에베소 교회와 같이 늘 주님으로부터 칭찬받는 교회가 되게 하여 주옵소서.
Lord, we pray that Solomon's Porch will be a church that always receives your approval like the church of Ephesus.
SP가 늘 주님에 대한 첫사랑을 잃지 않고 뜨겁게 주님을 사랑하는 교회가 되게 하여 주옵소서.
Lord, let us never lose the love for you, but be a church that always loves you with fervor and passion.
그리고 서로 서로를 뜨겁게 사랑할 수 있게 도와주십시오.
We also pray that we will love one another. Fervently.
에베소 교회 주님 언약의 말씀대로 늘 SP가 에덴 동산과 같은 교회가 되게 하여 주십시오.
And according to your word of promise, we pray that Solomon's Porch will be a church like that of Garden of Eden before the fall.
그리고 열방을 구원하는 선교적인 교회가 되게 하여 주옵소서.
And let us be a church, mission-oriented church that saves the nations.
사무엘성 목사님과 또 훌륭한 사역자들을 우리에게 세워주신 것을 감사합니다.
We thank you so much for the leaders that you established in this church, Pastor Samsung and all the other leadership.
이들에게 더 성령으로 충만하게 하여 주옵소서.
Lord, we pray for increase of the fullness of the Holy Spirit upon them.
이들을 중심으로 우리가 열방을 섬기는 교회가 되게 하여 주옵소서.
And as we follow them, Lord, let us be a church that saves the nations and used by you for your work of missions.
주님 창립 10주년을 맞는 SP를 축복하여 주옵소서.
Lord, we pray for your blessing upon Solomon's Porch that celebrates the 7th year anniversary.
주님의 왕된 교회가 되게 하여 주시옵소서.
Lord, let us be a church where the king and the lordship is you.
예수님 이름으로 기도합니다.
We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
감사합니다, Pastor Kim. And you could actually rebuke us more, right? We like that. Amen? We like that kind of stuff. You're not getting off easy. That's not the shortest service in the history of our church. There's more coming. A lot of a lot of good stuff. I know some of you guys are getting a little excited there. Let me tone you guys down a little bit, all right? There's more good stuff to come. One of the things that there's actually, and they're not quite here yet, but the Indonesian ministry is actually going to perform a dance for us. And so they're coming down from their service, and Pastor Kim has to go back to his service. They're starting. Same. And but we also wanted to pray for our missions this week as well. First of all, I want to say thank you for praying for us, our little Australia team, myself, Pastor Sam Kim, and Sujin. The guys, they did an awesome job, and I've gone on so many of these kind of trips, and it, you know, I always come back, and it's pretty amazing to see how much God uses us. And it was really, really amazing. I spoke at this conference at Gold Coast called Synergy, and I actually was the first speaker at this conference, and now they did it again the second time. But I already shared all my messages, you know, regarding, you know, generational transfer and all these things that, you know, I'm probably going to write a book at some point about. But I was like, I don't know what I can say anything more about this topic. You know, I've exhausted myself. But I was really challenged, and the Lord really did some amazing things. And I came up with new messages, and it really seemed to really impact a lot of people. And so we went there, and then I had this crazy marathon trip. We had to wake up. So I finished speaking Friday and Saturday in Gold Coast. We woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to catch a flight to Sydney. Right, and so I got the 6 o'clock flight, flew to Sydney, went straight to one church, preached, drove to another church across town, preached, went back to the other church and preached in their afternoon service, and then went to go play basketball afterwards. Right, and you know, these guys are always talking smack, man. So I gotta show up for Hong Kong, you know, and stuff. So, but we just had a wonderful time, and then Pastor Sam Kim and I ended up watching UFC all night long. Right, and so it was awesome, but it was quite fun. But we just had a wonderful time, so really appreciate the prayers. I'm going to be going back in May. This is just to Sydney, and I'll be speaking at a men's conference. And so, if any of the men want to come, it'd be a great time for you to really share about being a man, you know, in Sydney and stuff, Christian man. And so we're going to go to that thing as well. And so on the agenda. But we want to pray for our team that's going to North Korea and to Northern China. We're leaving tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And so can I have the people come up, right? It's Hai, GA, Sujin, Charles, Jungmin is not here, and Armanda. Are we missing anyone? 5, 6, yeah. 7, okay? And then Haij, Charles, myself, and Jungmin will be going to North Korea. And it's not like they discriminate against women. It's because you can see it's only the guys are going at the boys' club there. But it's because we hold passports other than South Korean passports. And so, and Armanda has been there a few times. Obviously, she's not a South Korean passport holder, you know. But she's been there, and so she's asked us to go. The situation there is very unstable, right? And so, I mean, it's safe for us to go, so don't worry about that kind of stuff. At least not. You guys wrote your wills out, right? Is that kind of, no? Okay. And so, but it should be a really good time, and we're going to look at some projects and see how more we can get involved. You know, and it's actually my third time going to North Korea, and so I'm excited. I'm sure these guys are more. They actually thought Haij was a spy, you know, so I think extra security for Haij, you know, while he's there. So pray for Jisun while he's gone. I'm getting everyone very nervous right now for some reason. But we appreciate your prayers this week. We're back on Thursday. And so it's a short trip. And if you guys remember Armanda and John Kang's trip last time at the Two-Man River Vocational School, we're going to meet the leaders and try to figure out how we can partner together into the future and some other contacts as well in that region and see how we can get involved. And so it seems like it's a really good time. Today, actually, it wasn't an announcement, but today at 1 o'clock, where is it at? Is it in Noah's Ark? In Noah's Ark, there's actually a prayer meeting for North Korea. And so if you've not gone to one yet, it's at 1 o'clock. So after the barbecue, you can just hop over to Noah's Ark and join our prayer meeting there. And feel free to do that, right? So let's lay out our hands and extend. And you guys can come out of your seats and as we do at church. And let's pray for these guys and pray for safety and discernment. And I heard it's really cold, right? And so pray for warmth as well. as we do this. And where's okay? And can we get Jimmy? Can you pray for us, our mission board member?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up these church members going, Father God, and we just ask them to just give them power, protection, Father God, and just use them, Father God, and just speak, Father God, keep them safe, Father. And we just really ask for your protection and covering, Father God, and just really ask for your discernment. And just really just use them, Father God, this time to really speak to the people, Father God. Give them eyes and ears, Father, to just hear, Father, and just really hear your word and do your good deeds, Father God. And we just this time cover and protect them, Father, and just keep them against the enemy, Father God. And we just really ask for your favor and protection, Father. And we just really ask you to bless them, Father. And just speak to them and just give them discernment, Father God, and everything that's going on in North Korea, Father God, and just that we may create just the one small avenue, Father God, to help the nation, Father, and just to really impact, Father God, through your word, through your will, Father God. And we just really ask for that opening, the avenue, the opening of doors, Father, and following your will and guidance, Father, to really help the nation, Father. And just we ask for small steps, Father, but then just big impact, Father God. Just let these people have big impact on the nation and just create a door, Father, for Solomon's porch. And just we just ask for your covering and protection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah, about 4 years ago, when Pastor Kim came from Korea to Hong Kong, he's a great supporter of our ministry, but he's also very, very missions minded. I don't know if you caught that through the message. And one of the things that as he was here, he began to see, like many of us see when we first get to Hong Kong, and we're quite shocked on Sundays as we walk through Central, and we see tons of helpers, domestic workers, sprawled all over Hong Kong. And he had seen that, and in the midst of that, he thought, we should do something, to help. And there was a lot of ministries for Filipinos, but there wasn't really much out there for Indonesians, especially, the most populous Muslim nation in the world. And so we thought, what a great opportunity. We don't have to go there. They're coming here, to our shores. And so they started this ministry, Feibei, a few years ago. 2 years ago, we brought a pastor from Jakarta, Pastor Salamat, which means peace, right? I love that name, right? Just, my name's Peace. It just sounds very cool. But his name's not Peace, it's Salamat, right? So that's, works out very well. And he brought his wife and his two wonderful kids. Actually, Cardia went with us to the outreach yesterday to the old folks' home with the kids, and she just did an awesome job. And so, Pastor Salamat, why don't you come with your wife Mimi, and let's welcome them up here. And so it's been a great partnership. We partner with the Korean church in their ministry, and we meet together. It's been a real wonderful partnership together and stuff. So this is Pastor Salamat. This is his wife, Mimi. And so they're just going to share. They have a wonderful dance prepared for us.
Yeah. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for everything, for Feibei Indonesian Fellowship. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for all your support. there are six sisters we dance, and then some of them from Muslim background, they already received Jesus Christ. But one still keep their faith and will be. they don't want to change, but still come to the church. I believe Holy Spirit will touch her heart. The dance come from the song from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." This is the theme of this dance, sending for many people. Thank you.
Tuhan Sang Pencipta yang mendengar tangisan umatnya yang berada di lembah dosa, tangannya mau selamatkan mereka yang di kegelapan menuju tempat yang terang. Siapa yang mau dia
jadikanlah semua bangsa. murid-muridku dan baptislah mereka dalam nama Bapa dan Anak dan Roh Kudus, dan ajarlah mereka melakukan segala sesuatu yang telah kuperintahkan kepadamu, dan ketahuilah aku menyertai kamu senantiasa sampai kepada akhir zaman.
Roti yang baik dia siapkan, hidupnya dia berikan, dia selamatkan semua siapa yang mau dia utus. Inilah aku di sini Tuhan, ku dengar panggilanmu Tuhan. Aku mau pergi, pimpinku Tuhan, sebab ku mengasihi.
Amen. Thank you guys so much. Huh? I guess Chinese and Korean people are the only Asians that don't know how to dance, apparently. But it was very nice. I feel inspired that maybe at your anniversary, Pastor Salamat, we'll do something. Sean, do something, okay? Right? We'll be there at your anniversary. We're going to do something together. Well, let's rise to our feet and let's... sing? Yeah, it's you, Pastor Nate. All right, thank you guys for a wonderful 7 years so far and being a part of the church and just seeing God work through you and through us. And we look forward to many more years together as we impact Hong Kong and Asia and the world around us. And Pastor Nate will lead us in a song of worship. So let's sing to the Lord and we'll close our service that way.
Let's sing this song again just to remember the faithfulness of God. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto
great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Truly, for your faithfulness, Lord, we thank you, God, for your hand upon us, Lord. We take no credit for ourselves, God. Lord, we lay down, God, any accomplishment that we have may have done, God, and we, Lord, give you the glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for building your church. God, you said that you would build your church. You would build Petra, the rock. God, and the gates of Hades, God, will not prevail over it, Lord. And we continue in that struggle, Father God, knowing that we've already achieved the victory because of your victory on the cross, God. And so we thank you for that. Lord, I pray a real blessing over us, Lord, as we launch into this year of 2010, God, this year of completion. And Lord, there's many things, God, that you want to complete in our lives, God, individually and corporately as a body, Father. And we just open ourselves up, God, and we say, yes, God. Do whatever you need to do, Lord, to us, so that you may do everything through us, God. We thank you so much, Lord. Continue to watch over us, Lord. We bless you. We love you. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, shalom, from this day forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.